What's bugging you?
Why are people so stupid?
Call now, 877-WSKY-TALK.
They don't have common sense. There's people my age and older that don't understand freedom.
97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. Come on, we got to pump it up, man. We can't get lethargic, lazy now. No, we're fried. We're frizzled. We're frazzled.
We're frizzled.
We're chiseled. We're,
whoa, all that.
You know, those
yeah.
things.
Yeah.
Hey, it is 7:21. Good morning. It's a Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. And it's time for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control, 877-975-9825. Call in now. Get it off your chest. Hopefully feel a little bit better. Whatever it is that's bugging you, okay? Call in. Let's go to Pam. What's bugging you?
Things about the how the Democrats are trying to steal the election. So one article that I read said that, oh, well, Kamala Harris is now going to win North Carolina because the rural neighborhoods or towns vote Republican, and they're either wiped out or dead, and so they're not going to be able to vote for us. So we're going to be able to win North Carolina. And then the other one was during the Pennsylvania rally, which was so huge. I mean, I saw the pictures of that. But they decided that they were going to try to have their voter registration maintenance at the exact same time that he was doing his rally, at 6 o'clock until midnight. But they changed it to 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. After the outcry, they changed it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, yeah, but initially, yeah, they and do they scratch their heads and wonder if there would be an impact? Of course, they know. Let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Well, aside from the fact that Florida's taken almost as many hurricanes as Rocky sequels, what's really bugging me is something you touched on earlier, the over-automation of cars. I should not have to be Senator Mark Kelly, commander of the space shuttle, to be able to drive a car. If you just give me one of those old-fashioned cars with windshield wipers, a gas pedal, a radio, and stuff like that, I think I'll be fine. But yeah, the over-automation stuff is getting old.
Yep, agreed. I agree.
Yeah.
877-975-9825. Call in now. And let's go to Theoni. What's bugging you?
Hi. Good morning. I just want to say what is bugging me is that I've been hearing incidents of people delivering supplies over to towns in North Carolina, and you had cops threatening to confiscate their items.
I have not heard that. Thank you for reporting that. We'll look into it. Have you heard anything like
it? Well, we keep hearing a lot of things. And, of course, then when you kind of follow up, sometimes they haven't been what they've been reported. There's been a lot of misinformation. Not saying that didn't happen, but I'm just saying it's just been a really weirdness coming out of both Tennessee and Carolina on some of the things that we don't even know what's true right now. That's the thing that bugs you. You don't know.
Yep, 877-975-9825. There's open lines right now. Call in for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Good morning, Bill. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is the SOBs that broke into my vehicle and house while I was here and wiped me out.
Wow. This was like storm-related?
No. I was in the house, and some guys broke into my vehicle and the house, and between how much and what they stole, it's now federal felony charges, if they are ever found.
Gosh, I hope that they are. Man, that's a tough one. Good morning, Mike. What's bugging you?
Yeah, what bugs me, Bob, is that they've got enough money in our government that they could go over there and build Hamas a dock so they could get their food in there. They've got enough money that they can give $200 billion to Ukraine, and they got enough money where they can pay for all the illegal immigrants coming into the country. They don't have enough money to go up and help the poor people up there in North Carolina get their stuff back together. That's what bugs me.
Yeah, and I hope it bugs everybody. And there is an opportunity to turn that around. But today's the last day to register, get registered to vote, and you got to get that vote in there. You got to get it done, and then we can make those changes. I hope everybody sees it as clearly as you do, my friend. Let's go to Tom. What's bugging you?
I got to tell you, Bob, it's the lack of information for people with the Amendment 3 wanting to vote yes. And I got to say, I don't want to vote yes on it because they want to use the argument that, well, it should be legal because you can drink beer and alcohol. Well, I can brew and distill my own alcohol, but with Amendment 3, guess what you can't do?
You can't grow your own.
Your own marijuana. Exactly.
Yeah, that shows you that they're looking at the monetary yep. thing instead of it as a freedom thing.
Uh-huh.
It was a freedom thing, and I guess Michigan allows you to grow your own certain amount, right. I guess, of plants.
This is about business.
They try to sell it as this would be, you know, controlled. In other words, you know the purity of whatever.
Uh-huh.
If you grow your own, you'd know even better.
Yeah.
You know, what ingredients are in there. Ocala Bill, what's bugging you?
Hey, what's up, Bob? None was really bothering me until the guy called and allowed his house to get robbed in his car. So what's bothering me, dude. Protect your own house, dude.
Yep.
Well, see where you're going.
With all these things going on.
Oh, man. It's a crazy world.
Yep. All right. Coming up, Tim Walz. Driver's license. You know, don't need that. Free tuition. You know, we have the safest roads. He is a one unique individual.
that was so kindly put, Bob.
Yeah, we'll put it in perspective for you next on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy and 97.3 The Sky.